From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. Vice President Mike Pence is swinging through the St. Louis region to provide a boost for recently enacted tax cuts. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Pence was the special guest of America First Policies, a politically active nonprofit that was set up to bolster President Donald Trump's agenda. The GOP official was especially bullish about a series of tax cuts that were enacted a few months ago.
We cut taxes for businesses, large and small, so the companies here in Missouri can compete and win against companies anywhere in the world and create jobs right here in the Show Me State.
Pence made sure to jab Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill for voting against the tax cuts. McCaskill, who is up for re-election this fall, has said the measure is too beneficial to corporations and the wealthy. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Vice President Mike Pence defended President Donald Trump today against claims that he is too soft on Russia, telling a St. Louis crowd that Russian aggression has been met with American strength and action. Trump has drawn criticism stemming from his performance on Monday at a summit meeting with Vladimir Putin in Finland. But Pence listed sanctions and other steps the administration has taken against Russia. The event was hosted by America First Policies, a nonprofit organization set up to promote Trump's policy agenda. Unions from around the country are pouring money into Missouri ahead of a statewide vote that would ban mandatory union fees at workplaces. The group fighting a ballot measure that would make Missouri a right-to-work state has outraised its opponents by nearly $6 million over the past 4 months. Out-of-state unions from New York to California have also gotten involved, giving around $2 million to the pro-union group We Are Missouri. Three groups campaigning in favor of right-to-work pulled in more than $1.6 million over the same time period. Governor Mike Parson is now detailing the reasons why he made several line-item vetoes to Missouri's state budget. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Missouri's Constitution requires that vetoes of bills or budget line items be accompanied by a letter alerting the legislature. While Parson issued explanations for the three bills he vetoed, he initially did not for the budget cuts. But on Thursday, his office issued a follow-up letter explaining the cuts. The 18 budget vetoes include shrinking the size of a spending increase for Harris Stowe University from $750,000 down to $250,000. Parson says the one-time spending hike is not an adequate solution for improving funding to the historically black university. He also vetoed $153,000 for time-critical diagnosis, which helps get patients to the appropriate care hospital, saying its costs can be absorbed into the Department of Health's overall budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
But the veto was strongly opposed this week by members of the House Budget Committee, who said the funding was necessary to keep the program afloat. State conservation officials say six black bears have died after being hit by vehicles in Missouri this year. Missouri Department of Conservation biologist Laura Conley says the number of deaths is higher than last year, but not unusually high. She also says Missouri's bear population is growing, and they're more active now because it's breeding season and recent weather has reduced their food supply. Columbia has been experiencing a shortage of experienced electric line workers due to a consistent lack of pay raises. The Columbia Missourian reports the water and light staff is working to see whether raises for line workers can make it into the 2019 budget. The Water and Light Advisory Board is scheduled to review the budget at its August meeting. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.